Coronavirus is creating concerns large and small for all of us, but the biggest danger is for seniors. Jackie Sulkin of Thousand Oaks says she's been heeding the warnings and staying at home.
I keep myself fairly healthy, but I do live alone. I have a little dog. I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for all the people who are older and who are pretty much alone.
The 73-year-old is one of a flood of people who've reached out to Senior Concerns. It's a Caneo Valley-based nonprofit dedicated to serving seniors and their families.
We are swamped with people seeking help, but we're trying to help them in the best ways we know how, and that includes developing some new services on the fly to help particularly homebound seniors. We hope they'll stay homebound because that's the whole way to prevent any severe illness in that population.
Andrea Gallagher is president of Senior Concerns. She says requests for help in the last month have skyrocketed by about a third, with the Meals on Wheels home meal delivery service topping the list.
We've been working hard to make sure that we can ensure that we are delivering services that can help seniors stay in their homes, and that includes expanding our Meals on Wheels service, either to folks that had it a couple days a week that want it every day now, or brand new clients.
Jackie Sulkin says she turned to the service 3 weeks ago when the stampede for food and other household products like toilet paper suddenly left her unable to get supplies from the online shopping service she'd been using. She's now a Senior Concerns Meals on Wheels client. And because of the danger for seniors going out and into markets, Senior Concerns is using an army of more than 70 volunteers to offer a new senior shopping service.
They volunteer shopping service for seniors. We match a senior with an individual volunteer, and they get the order. The volunteer gets the order from the senior as to what they want. They go out and shop for that senior, and then they call the senior on the way there. The senior writes a check for them, leaves it under the mat. The volunteer comes, rings the doorbell, and steps 6 feet back and delivers the groceries for the senior. And then that volunteer continues to follow that senior through this process so that if they need groceries again next week or 2 weeks down the road.
Gallagher says they've also set up an emergency food pantry.
The other thing we've done is created a pantry here at Senior Concerns. So we've had religious organizations and groups and individuals who've donated non-perishable items. And so when a senior calls us and says, I need toilet paper, or I could use some canned soup, or items like that, coffee, sugar, some basics, we can provide that to them free of charge, and we have volunteers that deliver that to them.
But the nonprofit is reeling from the double whammy of a spike in demand and a loss of some of its major revenue sources. One of its biggest programs is a senior daycare program for those with issues like dementia. The coronavirus crisis has forced its closure and the layoff of 15 Senior Concerns staff members.
Through all of this, we've had to cancel or postpone 3 big fundraising events that we had. And we've had to close down our thrift store. So sources of revenue like the adult day program and or the thrift store or our fundraisers are not coming in. And so that's been pretty distressing in terms of trying to manage for the long term here.
But Gallagher says the immediate concern is getting help to as many seniors as possible. Senior Concerns is currently serving more than 200 people, but has a list of nearly 100 more who are seeking help. And that list is expected to keep growing in coming days. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.